Heliites. This is a chapter of Pesach. Says Rafaim Papa, Pesach hu chag kadosh me'od. Pesach is a very, very holy holiday. She'ilu loy hoitzi ha-kadosh baruch hu es-havisinu mi-mitzrayim, ha-reshem natog us out of Mitzrayim, adayin on u-boneinu mishubadim, hayinu goy bekerev goy. We would be stuck there, right, Avi? We'd be stuck there in Mitzrayim 3,000 years later. Right, it's Avi Shtickel. Beis Hashem, you'll enjoy it in the Haggadah coming up. V'lo nitna lanu taira u-mitzvahs v'lo yizach Hashem Yisrael. Who would we be? There would be no taira mitzvahs. We'd be still stuck in Mitzrayim. We think, oh, we still have time, but we'd be learning. Have Baltimore in Mitzrayim. Zokdeh, you wouldn't have Baltimore. You wouldn't have yeshivas near Yisrael. You would have nothing. You wouldn't have had the Torah if you were still in Mitzrayim. Think of that. He says, "Vakadosh Baruch Hu hifli chasadav im Yisrael haflav afel." And Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he was so kind. Haflav a fella, wondrous, v'chiba yaseira helalem. He showed, he demonstrated for us how deep his love is for us. Admakam she'en yatzech lina magas. We can't even fathom, imagine of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Achas mini elif alfei elofim. Even a thousandth, we don't understand how much the Rebbeinu Shalom loves us. Rak navin ezois. This much we can understand. She'osa imanu chesed godol adayin chikim. We walk away from the Seder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us the greatest kindness that we can imagine. V'her onu es kevaydei. He showed us his kavayd. Ves godlai. V'ahavas. V'chibas le goydei. Yechalte le shadet ha-marachis. V'ashkachas ha-pratis. Ma'asher tzivanu kol kach b'teras ha-kadaisha. Lizkar yitzias mitzrayim. From the fact that the Torah wants us to remind ourselves about Yitzias Mitzrayim, day in and day out, we say Kriya Shema every single day, every single morning and evening, Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the Kapitlach of Tehillim, in Ezras Yisrael, right? We say it right before Shemayna Esrei, all about the Bechar, right? How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, the Kriyas Yamsuf. It's in our tefillin, it's in our mezuzahs, it's everywhere. Yitzias Mitzrayim is everywhere in our life. Why? As a Peliyot, it's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to just realize that He really loves us and that He really cares for us and He's Mashkiach on us. So He's like, get the point, Chevra, wherever you walk, I'm going to put up a sign, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. I love you. I cared so much about you. V'al kol mitzvah mitzvah. And when we daven every Yom Tov Tefillah, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zecher. Make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, right? You daven Yom Kippur, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. One of the kids here in the shul asked me, why is Yom Kippur Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim? I'll leave that to you. Good question. Right? Every Yom Tov, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'tzivanu li'ez li'zok zikorin b'nei neinu lois al yodeinu b'ay tefillin. V'nasan l'nu Shabbosais. Every Shabbos, you're making Kiddush. Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'ikar Zechias Mitzrayim, b'chol hayomim. So that the person could digest and come to this conclusion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done so much for him. V'yismach Yisrael ba'isav. We'll be so happy with our Creator. V'yavay liyira. Ula aves Hashem ha-nechbed v'anayre. It's going to bring about fear in Hashem. We're going to want to keep His mitzvahs. We're going to love to do what his will. Ula davka b'ila avde b'leib v'shalim. Kikain roi. It's only befitting. Acharei ha-idiyah l'kim ha-yisenu ha-avasa v'chibasa v'gayda yichad v'ayitza ma'ashkachasa. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu has showed us how much He loves us and His close watch is, of course, how could I not? This is the reason why our Creator commanded us on the night of Pesach to talk as much as we can about the story, not about the food, about the story. Why? Besides for the fact that I'll be Kabbalah, there's a lot going on when we read the Haggadah. A lot going on that's beneath the eye. I mean, it's a cursory look at the Haggadah. It's like, what is going on here? Right? We have all the kashas, Reis Hashem, many of them will be answered, hopefully, in our kuntres. But there are a lot of questions on the Haggadah. There's a lot of sideways. We have no clue. I'll pick up below what's going on. And, umaysef koyach bepamaya shel malo, kamafurish beloshan azayir akonish parashas boy. When we say the Haggadah, and we're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're giving koyach b'pamalya shalmala. What does it mean, pamalya shalmala? You guys heard of the term before? Pamalya shalmala means like the legions, like the courts of Shemayim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agents, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to share his Shefa with the world. When we fulfill his mitzvahs, and certain mitzvahs have greater koach of opening those cisterns of Shefa, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to do it. He's just waiting for us. And Ramchal writes this in the Das Tfunis. Any bad thing that happens could have been prevented if we were able to unlock the Shefa. Because Ra is not something that is bad intrinsically. It's just an absence of Or. It's an absence of Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if, you know, when we're learning Torah, we spoke about it this past Shabbos. You know, when we're learning Torah and we're doing mitzvahs and we're unlocking Shefa, Mimela, the Ra does not exist. They can't harm us. That it is the greatest security. Because that's the whole threat only starts because we're not unlocking the Shefa. So he says, number one, you have to know what's going on. When we speak about Sibur Tzvius Mitzrayim up in Shemayim, there's a lot to do. But he says, Oid b'yesh tam lefi hapshat, k'dei sheyarbe l'kvaya b'libay, so that I could consistently drill into my mind, u'b'leiv b'nei beiso, avas hakel yisparach shemay v'yirosa, ki zeh kol adam. That's what life is all about, to love the Ribbono Shel'olam and to fear his ratzon. V'zehu ikar mitzvahs ha-sibur. That's the main purpose of the mitzvah of Sibur Tzvius Mitzrayim. L'hagil l'bnei beisai b'sibur Tzvius Mitzrayim eicheronu Hashem l'kenu es kevoidu es godu v'avosu v'chem l'osu v'chodu v'ashkachasai. To show our children how much Rabbi Hashem loves you. That's the point. V'shal kein roi lanu l'avdai b'leiv v'shal v'lishmer es kol mitzvah. And therefore, it makes sense that we should keep his mitzvahs. If Rabbi Hashem did this much for me, then this is, it's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah for you. Say, you know, I'm not interested. That mitzvah is too hard for me. I'm not. I don't like that one. It's just like it's a chutzpah. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu went so far out. You know, you've probably all experienced this at some point, whether it's with your kids or with as a friend or a spouse or something, where, you know, you really go, you go beyond your kochos. You really exerted a lot of effort. And you just wanted that recognition. You just wanted that person just to recognize that. You really went out of the way for you went out of your way for them. And they don't. Right? It was put right over their head, or just they're not machsh of what you did. You have such a bitter tam, such a bitter taste. Like you don't want to do it again. Now, al tiftach peh l'satan. Is it not the same by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Who does so much for us. He's done so much for us. And if we're not makir, we don't recognize the good and say, oh, yesh nashkayach. Why will he want to do it again? Now, Baruch Hashem, he's not a human being. Ribbono Shel Olam. And he doesn't become emotional and dramatic. It's not like that. But you have to be deserving of the Shefa to come down again. The Mashiach does work in a sense like humans. That's the Ramchal talks about how we are created in his image in this exact way. There, we can understand a little bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of ourselves, of how we interact and how we deal with situations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in a sense, similar. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken me out of Mitzrayim, he's given me so much that I ought to be a good Eved. At least show up. At least show up for the play and try our best. And that's something that we want our children to understand. Because ultimately the neshama wants to do good. The neshama always wants to do good. There are barriers that make it difficult. But when you realize how much you're loved by your parents, loved by the Ribbono Shel Olam, you could break all those barriers. And that's the tachlis of the Seder night. Okay, so next thing is to talk about matzah and Beis Hashem. We'll do that next week.